Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Council of Elders Call-In Talk Show for Saturday, September 25th in the year 2021. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in today. My name is Jansen Brooks, and we have a wonderful guest today who is the president of the Sacramento chapter of 100 Black Men of America Incorporated, Mr. Richard Cornelius. Before we get into the show today, let me just give you a little bit of background about the Council of Elders concept. As you know, we've been doing this for a little over a year and a half now. It's the concept where elders in the community help younger people navigate through life, deal with their issues, and help them to become better and more productive citizens. So, today, as I said, we have Richard Cornelius, who is the president of the Sacramento chapter of 100 Black Men of America, a very historic organization. And you're going to learn today about the history of the organization, their vision, mission, and core values, some of their core programs, how the organization has been involved in the Sacramento community as well as other communities in the United States and around the world, and what events and programs are being planned on the drawing board. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce everyone to our guest, Richard Cornelius. Richard, thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Brooks, and thank you, the Council of Elders, to invite me to speak and share about our organization.
All right, all right. Richard, before we get started, what would you like to share with our listeners about yourself?
Thank you, Brother Brooks. I've spent most of my lifetime on the West Coast between Washington State and Sacramento. I have roots in North Carolina and in Jackson, Mississippi as well. But I'm all Seattle when it comes to sports teams. So right now, Seahawks, let's go. I have a bachelor's degree in business administration and focusing on computerized accounting. And for the past, well, let me not say the past because I'm retired right now, but for 28 years I worked for the state of California as a tax auditor and a tax administrator. One thing during the course of that time is that something I didn't know that would be added to my toolkit was being able to build expertise in management philosophies, first through total quality management as a quality improvement facilitator, providing training and tools and teamwork and leadership to staff and management early in my career. Also, a little later in my career, I was asked to become a guru in strategic planning using a methodology called the Balanced Scorecard, and ultimately through that became a Balanced Scorecard champion. Part of the role of that is to guide, my role was to guide our organization of 500 staff in 36 different locations in the rollout and implementation of the Balanced Scorecard Performance Measurement System. Getting everyone in the organization involved, knowing what they do on a daily basis is key to success. The Balanced Scorecard is a system, a tool that is used throughout the world, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies, U.S. Navy. You can go through any type of industry, for-profit, non-profit, government, and these are the tools that are used to measure your performance and ensure that you're moving towards your mission and your vision. So as I say, this system is dynamic and holistic as it aligns vision and mission with strategic priorities based on customer perspective. What does the customer expect from us? How do we deliver that in our internal processes? The second perspective, learning and growth, that's the people. What is needed for them to be successful? Tools, morale, equipment, training, recruitment. What does the organization need? And finally, financial, which this was in years ago, companies just focused on the financial. What's the dollar? What am I going to get? And forego the people, the processes. And so this is a dynamic tool that encompasses many management philosophies, management by objectives, and so forth. I've operated since retiring my own strategic planning business called Cornelius Strategies for Business and Individuals. And with this passion, I've done this over the past couple of years. Initially, after I retired in 2019, I was invited to work with the 100 Black Men of Sacramento to develop their Balanced Scorecard system. And through those brainstorming sessions, SWOT analysis, cause and effect diagrams, and other tools that I use to lead my clients through these processes to identify, you know, their key goals and objectives, this led to me being part of the national, out of Atlanta is the headquarters for the 100 Black Men of America out of Atlanta, Georgia. And so this led to me being part of the national strategic planning team. And that was kind of a unique story in itself, as I was invited to go to a leadership conference in Jacksonville, Florida in December of 2019. I went ahead and printed out two copies of the strategy map and the balanced scorecard that had been prepared for the 100 Black Men of Sacramento. And when I got to the conference in Jacksonville, the first workshop dealt with getting to know the headquarters staff and the chairmanship leadership out of Atlanta. You know, instead of following the president around on his coattails, I went out on my own and took a stab and let them know what was going on in Sacramento, that we were developing our strategic plan, our priorities, had the strategy map. By noon of that day, the chairman, Thomas Dortch of the 100 Black Men of America, esteemed gentleman, invited me to be part of the national strategic planning team and announced that to the presidents there in attendance. I continued with working with a gentleman from Atlanta, from Savannah, and Dallas-Fort Worth in developing the strategy map that ultimately went out to 103 locations, bringing alignment and cascading the strategies to all of the organization throughout, both within America and abroad. So just kind of to close out a little bit about me, I also, again, started my Cornelius Strategies organization, which I referred to. And subsequently with all of this, I was elected as president of the 100 Black Men of Sacramento, which I've just finished the first year and I'm going into the second year. But at the same time, my Cornelius Strategies continues to work with Sacramento businesses. Quite a few I've had the opportunity to work with that have been impacted by COVID, and administering the same processes and strategic management philosophies. Right now I'm working with five businesses in Rancho Cordova, each Wednesday night for a couple hours, and very impactful. It's part of a Thinking Like a CEO series that's being put on to help black businesses in Sacramento. So I'm so fortunate with the organizations that I've been able to work with in defining their critical priorities. So I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the history of the 100 Black Men of America and how they got started.
Certainly. The overall concept of the 100 began in 1963. And that may be around the time that a lot of us on the call may have been born. So, but in New York City and Harlem, a group of concerned African-American men began to meet to explore ways of improving conditions in their community. These visionaries included businessmen and industry leaders such as the late Mayor David Dinkins, Robert Magnum, Dr. William Haling, Nathaniel Goldston III, Livingston Wingate, Andrew Hatcher, and famously known Jackie Robinson. Four leaders were selected based on their demonstrated commitment to give back in a holistic way that addressed the educational, social, emotional, and cultural needs of youth in their own communities. They put their hands to the plow and did the hard work necessary to establish a foundation for a network of chapters in their infancy, which today is an international nonprofit organization that positively impacts more than 125,000 youth across the United States and abroad. We have a chapter in London as well as in Caicos Turks in the Caribbean and throughout the United States. Throughout our history, the leadership of the 100 Black Men of America Incorporated has been impeccable. The men chosen as national leaders have all contributed to the growth and strength of the organization. Their unique contributions have helped the 100 to become one of the premier mentoring organizations anywhere. In May of 1987 in Atlanta, a national conference was held for the nation, and noted speakers included the late Alex P. Haley and the late Honorable Maynard H. Jackson. Throughout the 100 Black Men of America's history, our organization has been recognized for its powerful and impactful outcomes that empower our youth and communities. The Sacramento chapter began in the late 80s. We were the 15th chapter, and currently there are 103 chapters in the United States and abroad.
Okay. Well, it started in 1963. That year was a lot going on in the civil rights movement, and I guess these gentlemen wanted to start to or continue to improve the lives of youth. What are some of the what is the vision, mission, and core values of the Sacramento chapter, or
our vision
chapter?
Yes, and we share the same vision, mission, and core values. Again, it's a strategic plan that aligns and ties together is going to allow for the most success. Our vision, the 100, seeks to serve as a beacon of leadership by utilizing our diverse talents to create environments where our children are motivated to achieve and to empower our people to become self-sufficient shareholders in the economic and social fabric of the communities we serve. Our mission of the 100 Black Men of America and Sacramento is to improve the quality of life within our communities and enhance educational and economic opportunities for all African Americans. And our core programs, our values, the 100 Black Men of America is committed to the intellectual development of youth and the economic empowerment of the African-American community based on the following precepts: respect for family, spirituality, justice, and integrity. We have what we call Four for the Future. These are our fundamental core for the organization throughout the world, and that is mentoring, education, health and wellness, and economic empowerment or economic development. And there's a fifth one, leadership.
Thank you. Okay. So it looks like we have a caller who pressed the number one. Caller, let's see, 4600. Caller, would you state your name and where you come?
Yes, Pianchi. I was going to ask him, do your chapter provide scholarships? There's a chapter in St. Louis. And I know that they do. But do your chapter provide scholarships for local and high school students?
Yes. Thank you for your question. For those that are part of our Saturday Academy, that are part of our mentoring program, and right now we're getting ready to start one at 10 o'clock here on the West Coast at a middle school, we recently, at the end of last school year, had a outdoor celebration. It was the first get-together, as we've had to do everything virtual for the last 2 years. But we did provide scholarships to an individual that went to Hampton University, one individual that went to University of California, Los Angeles, and we actually, at the high school level, had a female that we also provided scholarships. So we do have scholarships as part of our initiatives ongoing to obtain monies, sponsorship, as well as gather the money to put the scholarship together. So yes, we do.
Okay. Thank you, Colin. What are some of the core programs that you have with the 100 Black Men, Richard?
Well, right now, as I said, we have our Saturday Mentoring Academy. We do this every week during the school year. When I started in my term as president, this was done in person in Sacramento here at the Natomas Middle School, and we at that point were providing training in robotics and coding, some of the STEM elements. We also have Mentoring the 100 Way, part of our Mentoring for a Lifetime program, but we have curriculum. And so in addition to the robotics, and we also next week will be at the high school, so we flip-flop every week. We also provide entrepreneurship training. That was unique this last year, where we actually gave cash prizes at the end in a Shark Tank competition. But throughout the school year, we worked with them, had them develop elevator speeches, had them develop their business plan. These are high schoolers. And they were very creative, very unique, and very, very passionate about what they came up with and their ideas. Some of them related around COVID, some around the environment and, you know, making the air better. So in addition, we at both levels focus on financial literacy, and we partner with Wells Fargo from grants and that we get to do hands-on banking. So we actually are teaching them how to have savings accounts. We have given them seed money to start their account or add to what they may have existing. And then for those that did save over the course of the school year, and we tracked that, they shared the information with us, we matched up to $200, the amount of dollars that they're saving. So a lot of things that we're teaching at our Saturday Academy is definitely part of our core programs. We have, one of our key objectives on our strategy map is to be involved and connected in the community. And, you know, we are definitely doing that. And now we are able to, the students are back in on campuses. And we're fortunate to have Marcel Baker, one of our mentoring chair, to be able to, he's a principal at Natomas Middle School also. But to be able to have the facilities to come back. So right now we're on campus, of course, following COVID protocol. But we're able to start up with the new school year. We just purchased a bunch of the Lego robotic pieces and things that, you know, with a focus on mathematics and coding in that. So some of the other programs that we have, some of the other programs that we have, and I guess I'm running into the next question here, is, you know, being involved in the community. Health and wellness and COVID has been top on the list. So we have been doing education town halls virtually, probably did about 10 of them in the last quarter of 2020 and then in the first quarter of 2021. And so, again, this is, you know, how we're involved in the community. We received several grants and put on these town halls some of the topics, Healthcare 2.0. So we have at the national level a program called Healthcare 2.0. The first Tuesday of every month, I have the great honor to be on a national phone call with our National Health and Wellness Committee with black doctors who are talking to us about things that, you know, we need to be aware of and talking to us about things that are for us as African Americans. These are doctors out of New Orleans, out of Atlanta, the National Institute of Health, Morehouse School of Medicine. Some of the other town halls that we had focused on mental health awareness, cancer prevention, social equity and justice, especially, you know, during the times with Floyd and the things that have been going on in our country. Again, and we focus on the financial literacy, the hands-on banking. As part of the Healthcare 2.0, this past Memorial Day was 100-year commemoration of the massacre of the Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We came together, chapter presidents, and arrived in Tulsa, did a press conference. We're part of the opening of the museum there that was opened for the Black Wall Street and got to spend time, you know, on Black Wall Street. So that history, that's probably a whole nother show, the story and all of that. But we also, through that, from a health and wellness standpoint, have a fitness challenge. And so what that was from basically from March 20th to May 31st, throughout the country, we all, through using the Nike Run app, had a leaderboard and were challenged. And it was good for accountability to keep you in health and moving and emotion. But, you know, the goal was to walk 100 miles for the 100-year celebration. In that one, Sacramento and myself ended up finishing third. One of the things I didn't mention is I also love to play golf. And so that was a perfect opportunity to walk the course and clock 6 miles every time I did a round. I'm a marshal and starter at a golf course here in Folsom, California. So we currently are just starting another fitness challenge. We have Tommy Smith, the former Olympian, who is part of our organization. And so we are doing right now the Autumn Challenge, which is going now through October 31st, encouraging our members, families, friends, anyone can join and be part of these activities. We also,
Richard, let me interrupt you for just a second to let our audience know that you're listening to Richard Cornelius today. He's the president of the Sacramento chapter of the 100 Black Men of America. And listeners, if you have a question or comment or observation, you can press the number 1 on your phone, and we will let you ask Richard a question or make a comment. So if you have a question or comment, press 1 on your phone. I'm sorry, Richard, would you go ahead?
Okay. Yeah, in February, we conducted our annual youth conference. So this is an annual event that has been going on in Sacramento since inception in the late 80s. Recently passed Frank Withrow, who was an educator at C.K. McClatchy. He's called the Rappin' Poet, very influential in the community, was part of that started that program that still continues to this day. We bring youth from all over the Sacramento area, from the different school districts, together. We did this virtually the last year, but we're hoping to be able to do this in person again with different workshops and that are both for the youth and the parents that are there. So it's quite a program. We've recently been providing donations for those impacted by, I know most of you are aware of the Caldor fire, which has burned homes. Families have lost everything. There is an organization, Ashley's Toy Closet, that I, you know, saw that what she was doing and to provide toys for the children, something to try to brighten their day as she had been a child and when her house built down, had burned down. So we've recently sent toys, and actually tomorrow they're having a big drive where the families can come and pick those up for their kids up in the El Dorado County area. We also recently have been able to provide donations, personal PPE, personal protection, in the form of masks, hand sanitizers, thermometers, through the Sacramento Poor People's Project. Go out, and that's Faye Wilson Kennedy, if any of you may know, who's very involved in Sacramento on a lot of different initiatives. But her and her other organizations, they go out on a daily basis and provide food, clothing, whatever they have or can, you know, obtain to the homeless and the different homeless camps in Sacramento, numerous homeless camps. So definitely involved and connected in the community and looking for other community organizations similar that we can be able to assist as well.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize that the 100 Black Men was doing so much in the community. I'm glad to hear that. You mentioned something earlier, Richard, about the mentoring program. You mentioned mentoring the 100 way. Richard, could you highlight a little bit on that?
Yes. We have mentoring training for our mentors, and then we have curriculum that has been put together, tested, and is used throughout all of the chapters in the organization. And the curriculum for the youth, there's 17 different focus areas, maybe on goal setting, you know, communications, you know, planning for the next steps in your education process. So they're, you know, really helping young, the youth to be, to fill their toolkits with the wisdom and knowledge of, you know, that they may not get just, you know, in the situations that they're in or at school. So a lot of self-esteem, being a man, we take them to the Real Man conference down in the Bay Area. We've recently taken some of the kids. We got to take them to the San Francisco 49ers training camp a few weeks ago before the season started. So, you know, basically, again, mentoring the 100 Way is part and of one of our national programs to ensure that our mentors go through the proper training, and we have them, you know, fingerprinted. They go through live scan, and they have to go through this training that, and every 2 years have to refresh with it. That allows us to be able to work with the kids and follow those 17 lesson pieces that I kind of talk to at a high level, and then we incorporate at the same time robotics, coding. We recently purchased some African drums and are incorporating music and actually putting together tracks. We're going to be having an organization come in and work with the kids and teach them how to make music tracks and that.
Oh, okay. So as far as the mentoring is concerned, does a person have to be, say, some people from some other organizations wanted to learn how to mentor the 100 Way? Would they necessarily have to be members of the 100 Black Men? You may have some women or girls organization that might want to learn your way of mentoring. Is that possible?
Yes. We want to encourage and help those so that we have more mentors in the world and to be able to work with the youth. At the national level, we are in collaboration and partnership with the National Coalition of Black Women, and specifically here in Sacramento, I have telephone conversations with Dr. Elizabeth Sherrell Davis, who is the president of the Sacramento chapter of the 100 Black Women. And so we partner so that when we're going into schools, you know, they can work with the girls. You know, it kind of can get distracting for these young boys to be in a room with girls. And so we don't really do that till the high school. So at Endercombe, we do have female and males, as well as our collegiate 100 programs.
Okay, now you just mentioned the National Coalition of Black Women. That's a new one on me. So the 100, you collaborate with the National Coalition of Black Women, and then you mentioned 100 Black Women of America. Is that an organization as well?
That's all. They call the National Coalition of Black Women, and they weave in the name here in Sacramento. It's the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Sacramento, I believe is how it's stated. So it's one organization, and with our chairman, Thomas Storch, out of Atlanta, there is a commitment to work together throughout the United States, throughout our organization with their organization. So we do have a relationship here in Sacramento with the local chapter president, Dr. Elizabeth Sherrell Davis.
Oh, okay. Now, what if someone wanted to become a member of 100 Black Men of America? Is there a website, or how would one get in touch? I know they have chapters around the country.
Certainly. For those that are in other parts of the states or abroad, the website would be 100blackmen.org. For the Sacramento chapter itself, we are 100, that's the number, blackmensac, SAC.org. And so on there, we have links that allow you to, one, see more about the organization, to complete an application. So all of the processes are available on there. And to contact us, we'll reach out, you know, definitely encouraging more to help in the cause here in Sacramento. And as they always say, it takes a village, you know, to raise. And there's so many children and families and communities out here that need the assistance and the help. So right now we are running a membership drive, and I can be reached at RCORNELIUS at 100blackmansac.org. You can reach me directly there. That's my organization email. And we welcome any interest of those that would like to bring their talents, traits, their toolkits to our organization to do, you know, help to do better for the Sacramento, the greater Sacramento area. And we want to expand into other school districts, other schools. We don't want to leave any child without the opportunity.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, the Saturday morning, how did you say, mentoring programs? What did you call it?
That yeah,
where you went to the school?
Saturday Mentoring Academy.
Saturday Mentoring Academy. Now, is that every Saturday?
Yes. Yes. Within the school year, we're at the middle school one Saturday, the first Saturday of the month, and then the next Saturday we'd be at the high school, then we're the next Saturday back at the middle school. So we alternate between the middle school and the high school.
Okay, okay. And so
that'll go through the end of the school year.
Okay, okay. So at these academies, kids are learning about coding, entrepreneurship, and being mentored.
Exactly, exactly. The hands-on banking, again, you know, the program with getting them to we have different people, and that's where some of your listeners might, you know, want to volunteer and come in and speak to our youth and tell about, you know, what's in your toolkit and, you know, encourage them to see other opportunities. And you know, we have a mantra, what they see is what they will be. And so when they see the 100 or professionals coming in and taking the time out to work with them, to help them, they are so appreciative. And, you know, it just helps to, you know, set that fever in them to want to excel, to do better. We see improvement in the grades, in their behavior, and doing projects like these elevator speeches, and ultimately having them present and, you know, put together a PowerPoint presentation. We're, you know, teaching them the skills that will go a long ways with them as they go into career and adulthood and that. So, you know, there's a lot that someone can bring to the organization to enhance. And again, to be able to more scholarships, reach more schools, more students, more parents, more communities. I think the more we can do, the better.
Okay. Let me just say, anybody who's just calling in, you're listening to the Council of Elders call-in talk show today. Our calling number is 516-387-1611. If anyone is listening and you have a question for Mr. Richard Cornelius, president of the Sacramento chapter of 100 Black Men of America, you may press the number 1 and we will entertain your questions or comments. So, Richard, it's quite an encompassing programs that the 100 Black Men of America provide for you. I didn't know that you know, you work with other organizations, the Poor People's Campaign, National Coalition of Black Women. So this is a learning experience for me as well. I see we have a caller still on hold there, caller 4600. Did you have a question or comment?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, great, great. Richard, tell us about, I know you told us about the Black Wall Street event that many of the presidents of chapters went to in Tulsa. Any other events that have been happening recently that you've attended, or golf tournaments, or things that people send out?
Yes, funny you ask. You know, the Lord is great, and blessings just continue to flow. I was selected to be part of for the 100 Black Men of America, for their scholarships for Collegiate 100. Those are chapters that have colleges within 25 miles of their location that they, you know, kind of mentoring a lifetime is when we take them, you know, middle school, high school, then they go to college. So to be able to continue mentoring and having that connection, and again, mentoring, you know, through a lifetime, we have Collegiate 100 that are part of chapters throughout our organization. So coming up is the Doug Williams Celebrity Golf Scholarship Golf Tournament. It's a fundraiser. We have raised over $100,000 that will go to these Collegiate 100s. Many of them are in historical Black college and our HBCUs, historical Black college and universities. I've had the opportunity to be on the Zoom call with Doug Williams and talk, you know, he still is part of the Washington football team. And if those, most of you know, he was the first Black quarterback, Tampa Bay, when Tampa Bay and Seattle came into the league. And then with the Washington Redskins, he was the first, you know, Black to win a Super Bowl as well as be the MVP. So great to be partnering with him and the Washington Redskins football team. So on October 4th, for a couple days before that, will be activities that will ensue, you know, with the actual golf tournament on that Monday. We have people coming, Dominique Wilkins, nephew Tommy, it's just star-studded, Mutombo, Dikembe. It was rumored that Dr. J may actually, he's a big golfer, and you know, a lot of these guys are on the East Coast. This will be held in Maryland. And so I'll actually be going out there to help out and as part of the organizing committee. And again, they'll also, The Undefeated is a show that's on ESPN, and they focus on, you know, different organizations and people and whatnot that are doing good things in the community. So they're actually going to be, I'll be able to sit down in an interview panel with the Howard golf coach. He's an esteemed Black coach at Howard University for both men's and women's golf. We'll have some of the golfers there. And, again, this will be televised by ESPN. We've had great sponsors, Unlimited. I mean, just the names, it's just incredible. It sold out. Even my spot, I had to give up because we got to have the sponsors and the celebrities to be able to be part of that. But it's a great fundraiser, and it looks like, you know, that it's our first inaugural, and it's something that will be continued each year. And I don't know if they're joking at me or what, but say, Richard, be ready to do something on the West Coast. So we'll see. You know, always tied to these events is our healthcare 2.0 initiatives, and you know, a mantra is our health is our wealth. So we have that coming up. We also other things, programs and events that we're planning for the upcoming year are a holiday gala, and of course, it's been difficult to do something in person because of COVID, even for coming up this year because things are still on the rise. But some of our chapters have done virtual events as well in the Bay Area that I think they had Steph Curry and his wife were part of it last year. So the shows do still go on. We also look in Sacramento to be able to pick back up with what has been done in the past with Real Men Can Cook and Real Men Can Read events. And then we'll be looking to have more community town halls, as I talked about, you know, providing for the Sacramento needy, identifying those organizations that have big audience per se that, you know, we can deliver the types of goods that we may be able to them so they can pass them out to the needy. And, you know, just of recent, Sacramento is on the verge of, we're talking right now, we have great connection at Sacramento State University, and to bring a Collegiate 100 program to Sacramento. So that'll be phenomenal, and to have something like that on the West Coast. In addition, there is one at Berkeley from our sister 100 Black Men of the Bay Area chapter. And we're also working with them, and they've started and will continue to looking for Sacramento, one of 10 cities identified, to start a construction trade school, a program here. You know, that will be, you know, off the rocks, really, to be able to start that here, give youth and the ability for training, for well-paying jobs in an industry that people are not going into construction trade training. The attrition, people are aging out, so it's something that we look forward to. Also, this construction trade school, and with a major sponsor on that, and you know we'll continue as our strategic plan in you know completing our initiatives to take us to the next level, which allows us to take our mission and vision, you know, even that further with the communities. And, you know, so there's a lot that we have. And you know, like I say, the more members, we definitely want to increase our membership and just, you know, make a difference in the Sacramento area here on the West Coast and, you know, work with the youth and, you know, encourage and see their growth. And, you know, they are our future. The millennials, we, you know, as older folk, you know, they're going to be the ones who are going to lead this on. I mean, you look at Congress and the age of some of our senators in their 90s and 80s, and, you know, they're leading this country, and that's going to be changing. And we have to prepare our youth to, you know, have their toolkits filled, to have the resources, to know that, you know, that they're building, you know, generational wealth. Something that, you know, happens through home ownership, real estate, different things like that, and being able to pass things on to our families over the years, which has not been in a lot of families in the Black communities, including my own. So, you know, we really, again, look forward to the new year, 2022. We still have a few months here in 21 that we're going to make positive impact. And you know, the world is out there, and again, the Lord is such a blessing. Thank you.
Right. You mentioned some events. You had Real Men Can Cook and Real Men Can Read. Could you highlight that a little bit?
These were done before I was the president, but, you know, basically, for Real Men Can Cook, we will – you know, put the word out that we're having a 100 Black Men of Sacramento is having a Real Men Can Cook contest. We'll look to make that a community event, have judging. You know, there's a lot of great cooks in the Sacramento area as well as in our own membership. So, you know, with that, we look to have good food, good fun, fellowship, and, you know, just in a safe and clean environment and to make it, you know, a very nice event. The reading, again, to sit down and give time with the youth, be it schools will allow, you know, once you, you know, set up, once the program is in place, to be able to come onto the campus and read with the kids or, you know, either during class or in after-school settings. So more to come on that. We've got a committee, our Communications and Outreach and Events Committee. We have a number of committees that, you know, really work together to, you know, bring these deliverables to fruition.
Okay. Richard, you mentioned earlier about some of the successes that you had with the kids, their grades have improved, and so forth. Can you give us a little bit more insight into some of the successes that you've noticed since you've been president of the 100 Black Men chapter in Sacramento?
You know, for one thing, to see these kids continue to come back, not just because we furnish them with a breakfast and we provide lunch during our Saturday academies, but they come back each year, even as they're aging and going to different grades with an enthusiasm and telling their friends, you know, how good this has been for them. We have periodic grade checks. So one thing is that we have the parents sign a release and with the school to be able to view their grades, and we sit with them and discuss and come up with strategies to maybe bring up level of performance and to recognize good performance. So that happens periodically throughout the school year. So again, we very involved. We keep track of the metrics at the national level. We submit our local metrics on the outcomes of our working with the youth. So we have seen some of our youth, you know, go from, you know, being C students to straight A students. We see them, you know, building their toolkits and being able to go from, you know, busybody chatter, being to themselves, kind of introverts, to being able to express themselves, to present ideas, to, you know, facilitate a question and answer period. So, you know, so from a grade standpoint, we see the improvement. We see also track recidivism and you know, how many are being sent to the principal's office, and the decrease in that from, you know, taking the concepts of, you know, being, helping them to grow towards being a man that is honest, that is truthful, that is, you know, ethical, that puts in the work and knows, you know, what it is that they need to do to accomplish what they want to accomplish. So, again, some of our kids have received scholarships, are going to prestigious universities, and we look to continue to work with the kids to help them embellish and grow. Things change in this world quickly, and to learn to adapt, to adjust, to pivot, and to, you know, be able to keep their eye on their goals. So again, goal setting is important, and helping them to achieve those goals. So some of them have actually taken their business models and have started their businesses, so some of the high schoolers from last year. So it's just incredible to see the growth and the determination, and they are so focused and listen and are appreciative of what our brothers are able to pass on to them and the programs that we have.
Richard, you mentioned coding and what else? Coding and something else you mentioned.
kind of
robotics.
Yeah.
We do robotics, and then we have a gym. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, do you have members of the community who's into this teaching coding and robotics, or who teaches it?
Yes. As I am sitting here, again, I'm watching, I'm at the middle school in a conference room. I just watched one of the instructors who's not a member, but he's definitely a information technology whiz and teaches coding. I think he has his daughter and his son who are college level. But, yeah, they're coming in and helping with the program. We get others that in the local area that are in the industry, and as well as some of our internal members have experience and help with that and have been part of these Lego robotic competitions that go on throughout the country, throughout the world, and we look to actually get some of our kids involved in some of those contests as well.
Oh, okay, so... That's interesting. Coding being able to program computers, and not that I'm some whiz, but I guess I'm learning. But I understand coding is something that is very needed, and that's where a lot of the jobs are. So that's good that you're exposing kids to technology.
It's more than that. It's the mathematics also, and it goes with the core instructional part for the state of California. So we're helping them incorporating it as building up their math skills, and this helps them to increase their grades as well. We also will be introducing to them drones, but just real quick with coding. I know we're running out of time here. If you want something to go from destination A to B, it's not going to go on its own. You've got to tell it exactly the mathematical computations to get it there, and that's coding in a nutshell.
Oh, okay, okay. In the few minutes that we have, Richard, I want to thank you for coming on today. I know you're at a location right now in one of the quieter rooms for your Saturday Academy. And so I really appreciate you coming on. I've learned a lot since you've been on. Some of the people that you mentioned, Faye Wilson Kennedy and Miss Elizabeth Sherelle Davis, I'd love to have on the show coming up in the near future. So maybe I can, who knows, maybe they might be on the show one day.
I'm sure they'd be happy to.
Okay. Yeah, so for the future, mentoring, education, health, education, and leadership, I would love to have more time to kind of delve a little bit more into these. But I see that the 100 Black Men of America is no Mickey Mouse organization. I mean, you guys got structure, you've got systems, you've got, it's like packaged where you've got, you teach mentors how to mentor, you give them these 17 principles, that you teach. So it's a real deep organization. And a system that you've got.
Yes,
so,
yes, most definitely. Go ahead.
We got about 30 seconds.
Well, I just want to thank you personally, Jansen Brooks, and the Council of Elders for giving the 100 Black Men of Sacramento, 100 Black Men of America, a voice. And those out there, thank you for listening. Please contact us and our website, 100blackmensac.org, and you can reach me at rcornelius@100blackmensac.org. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Richard Cornelius. And with that, everybody, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Tune in next week, same time. The number to call is 516-387-1611. And with that, we're going to wrap this program up. Thank you, everybody.